Good morning, saints. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. With those words, Jesus is declaring what already is, what already exists, what is already present in our lives. Jesus is making a statement of fact. It means we are to become, live into, and make visible what we already are. This is both good news and a challenge to believe and become what we already are. This is some of the most difficult and most important work. Take heart. I have a pathway to do this difficult and important work this morning. The questions for today's dialogue sermon are on the back page of your service bulletin, if you want to turn to it. They were also part of our weekly MailChimp that we send out on Thursdays. I think it went out on Friday this week. So I wonder if you would consider being willing to share a few of your answers out loud to all of us. It's been a while since we've done a dialogue sermon. Now, I know the introverts in the room may need more time and gumption to speak out loud your answers. Do we have any extroverts here today? I know who you are. I know who you are. And those who would be willing to risk speaking out loud, I know you'll give others, you extroverts, the opportunity to answer also. This being said, I do hope you will feel free to share briefly with all of us. Next, I want to remind you of how St. Timothy's mission statement integrates so delightfully with today's gospel, especially the metaphor of Jesus that uses salt. You are salt. Our mission statement is, it's a millennial mission statement, so I get all Twitter painted. Jesus feeds, we feast, we feed others. Ooh, that's good. Jesus feeds, we feast, we feed others. It's a good mission statement. So, here we go. Doesn't everything taste a little bit better with just a pinch of salt?
I'm ready.
Okay. That's great. Bated breath. Jesus feeds. Obviously, we're not going to have time to answer all these questions. There's huge ones. There's a huge list. So I'll ask probably one or two under each category. Jesus feeds. During this past year, what has nourished you spiritually at St. Timothy's?
Bible study.
Okay, a little bit louder.
Bible study, Wednesday evening meeting.
Okay.
So for me and Chris, we've had our health issues this year, and for the community to come and bring us food and to be with us, it's been such a blessing, and it's Jesus feeding through the people here.
Thank you. Yes.
Healing service and just the faith community, and then you will get together and rejuvenate.
Wonderful. What has nourished you spiritually? Okay, yes, so go ahead and speak a little bit louder.
The thing that nourishes me is prayer and music.
Wonderful. Yes.
Being in church, just to be part of the service, the renewal that I experience.
Wonderful. Yes.
Friendliness and support of the church.
Friendliness and support of the church members. As a faith community, how do we together experience Jesus feeding us?
growing and learning, and just celebrating God.
So we all love that moment when the children come in carrying their processional cross and seeing their faces, and that feeds us as a faith community. What other moments feed us? Yes. Bible study. What is something we literally do weekly with? Pardon?
Communion.
Jesus feeds us and nourishes us spiritually through the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. Okay, number two, we feast. During this past year, was there a particular time or service or moment when you experienced feasting at St. Timothy's? Spaghetti supper. Yeah, that's a good feast.
I especially like it after the Christmas service, the gatherings, the same stuff.
So the reception after the Christmas Eve service in Crane Hall, that gathering was a feasting moment. Yes?
Watching the kids make the cookies and seeing how proud they were of what they made and bringing the little cookies.
So the creativity of watching the kids decorate the Christmas cookies, and that was a feasting time. And then you received that feasting, yes. Yes, Michael, just a minute. Michael and then Donna. So the moment when the Han family came and we were acknowledging our beautiful blue, the Advent vestments, and that was a feasting time. It was inspiring. Wonderful.
There was a joy in my heart. There's been joy in my heart every Sunday when Travis plays the music at the end of the service. It's almost like saying, okay, go and do what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Feasting is when Travis plays the postlude and you get a sense that that postlude music is encouraging you to go and do now what you're supposed to do. Wonderful. Wonderful feasting images.
I got one.
Yes, Donna.
Lighting the candles where we all came up.
Okay. Yes. So this All Saints Sunday service where we all lit a candle remembering those saints in our lives and thinking about them and acknowledging them symbolically with lighting those candles. Yes, that was a real feasting Sunday. Oh, yeah. So, when we do the foot washing ceremony on Maundy, Thursday, how powerful it is to have your feet washed and washed other people's feet. Yes, Mike.
Following my old pastor, Rebecca, Ray, and my friend Whitney. I have three for each of one a week.
So,
that's right. All the women.
If you didn't know, Michael had a heart attack this last year. He has relationships with three priests, and we all went to see him. And then his girlfriends went to see him. Roxanne. Same to you.
My girlfriend came every day.
Wow. Marion came every day to see you after your surgery. And what a feasting image is that. Wonderful. For those of you that haven't spoken, here's the last section. Just saying. We feed others. Over this past year, what would you consider to be the many ways our faith community feeds others? And in what ways have you fed or spiritually nourished others, both within this faith community, and I know a lot of you take your nourishment and go out into the world in many, many areas of ministry, volunteering, and giving back. Yes.
I know the food pantry pops up as obvious.
Yes.
But I think what is not so obvious about that is we are also feeding them inside spiritually. Maybe we are feeding them physically, but a lot of those people have inside issues that are growing and never seem to get any better. But I think when they come here, they feel a family, a comfort. It's a lot of the same people all the time. And they're being fed, even though we may don't preach to them or we don't proselytize to them, they are being fed just by the comfort of knowing they can come to a safe place.
Yes.
Get food, feel the warmth, and go out. I think it's more obvious than just literally handing them a can of green beans.
Yes, so beyond just the product, the safety of and the respect that our guests with the food pantry feel when they come and are being emotionally and spiritually fed also. Wonderful. How else do we feed others?
I think you guys have a very welcoming atmosphere. We felt very welcomed here, and that is spiritually nurturing to all who come for 2 weeks or for longer. So that's definitely a way that you guys spiritually
manage that. Wonderful. Our welcoming for Steve and then Marianne.
Can you share our clergy with the Presbyterian of the Diocese, Rebecca and Chad and Ray? We could hear all those glad to send them with fellows that they feed others in our name, but also that allow other clergy to come here and be welcome and to rest.
Wonderful. So the how St. Timothy's, you've learned to share. The clergy and many other leadership with the diocese, and that this is a safe place for clergy to come and rest and have a reprieve. Thank you.
The fact that St. Tim's planted the seed of sacred ground for the diocese, they started the first round of that, and now other churches in our diocese is picking it up.
So, Sacred Ground that we did this fall, our 11-week series, and now I know that's happening at St. Philip's and will continue to happen at other parishes. So that is feeding others. Jackie. Okay, so it's hard for me to believe that I'm the only priest in your life who has prayed with you over the telephone, and I do that every time I call you. Okay, we gotta raise up these priests to pray over the phone. Learn how to praise my heart, learn how to read it out of the prayer book even. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. So, I'm gonna ask one other, oh good, yes.
The fact that this Episcopal Church and all of them welcome everybody. We don't limit anybody to be fed.
So we welcome everybody. Doesn't matter what you look like, where you come from, if you wear a t-shirt, if you wear a three-piece suit, or if you wear a Colts t-shirt. Yes.
Well, when I came here, I was really in a lot of pain, and everybody reached out to me and made me feel very welcome, and I just so appreciate that. Still, and will always.
Wow. Well, so everyone made Judith Noggle feel welcomed. Obviously, she feels very touched. She was in pain when she arrived, and you all just welcomed and loved on her. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? So, time's about up. I know we could go on and on for another half hour, couldn't we? These are good questions. I think that's what Jesus is saying. Behold the salt you already are. Y'all just heard the salty stories, right? I'm using that cleverly. Y'all just heard how we are light to one another and light in the world. My beloved St. Timothy's, let us taste and see, because you are the salt of the earth and the light to the world. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Good job.